WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swernham and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to West, where Bill Oliver is live on location. Bill?
And Kat, the search and rescue continues by authorities following last night's fertilizer plant explosion. That search and rescue process has been dampened literally by an hour's worth of rain, various intensities, and winds now strong out of the north, though stronger maybe about half an hour ago, where you could see vehicles being shook around pretty good here in this parking lot at the West Livestock Auction, where the media is camping out from literally worldwide because of this disaster that took place last night. Firefighters responding to a report of the fire last night about 7:30. About 25 minutes later is when the explosion occurred. The latest media update coming from Patrick Swanton, who is an officer with the Waco Police Department, talking about how they are working the scene around the blast site as a crime scene, though there's no reason to believe any crimes took place.
ATF is conducting the main investigation at that crime scene, which is the fertilizer plant. McLennan County Sheriff's Department will be investigating any of the death that resulted from that explosion that occurred earlier this evening. There will be investigations by McLennan County SO into some deaths. That being said, I don't have a hardcore number yet. I can tell you and confirm that we are still missing several firefighters that were on the scene fighting the fire. The explosion occurred while they were actively trying to put that fire out.
And according to a Dallas radio station, KRLD, six firefighters lost their lives, along with two EMTs and one resident of a nearby apartment complex. According to Sergeant Swanton, it's a range of 5 to 15 fatalities, more than 160 injured and taken to three hospitals in Waco. Among the destruction, 50 to 75 homes, a 50-unit apartment complex, and a nursing home accommodating 133. And those that resided at the nursing home all are accounted for and all are alive, various stages of injury, however. Again, ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, federal agency, is the lead agency involved in what's taking place now in West. Again, reporting live, this is Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
Thank you, Bill. We will have updates on the website as Bill continues collecting information in Waco. He'll be posting remotely. And we'll also, as we receive information on relief efforts that are being done locally, we will also update those to our website as well. That's WTAW.com. The second of the two Bryan firemen who received severe burns in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire has left a Galveston burn center. Mitch Moran was discharged yesterday, according to the fire department's Facebook page. Moran was transported to a nearby condo where he will live while continuing daily therapy. The Facebook post also thanked members of the Galveston Fire Department who've been at the burn center watching over Moran and Ricky Manti since the fire on February 15th. And in light of the recent murders in Kaufman County, the district attorney in Brazos County isn't going into much detail about extra steps to protect local officials, but Jarvis Parsons says the sheriff's office is doing a good job.
We've talked with our sheriff's office, and so they're in charge of security in the building, about precautions that we are taking right now. We don't need to talk about operational things, so specifics, but there are things in place that are different now than before the Kaufman County, and we are making sure that those things, that our people are taken care of and that they are kept safe.
Kim Williams was arrested early yesterday and is charged in the Kaufman County killings of Assistant Prosecutor Mark Hassey, District Attorney Mike McClelland, and his wife, Cynthia. The investigation has also focused on her husband, Eric Williams, whom McClelland and Hassey successfully prosecuted for theft. Reduced federal funding from sequestration is taking a bite out of the Head Start and Early Head Start programs in College Station. CSISD's Director of Early Education, Sharon Jackson, says they'll be able to continue teaching nearly 300 children and keep all their employees.
We also will be able to continue with many of the support opportunities, family events, health support, those kind of things. So I think that's important for families. We will also continue to have one field trip a month for the classrooms. They previously had two, but we are going to be able to budget for one field trip a month. So that's important. I think it's great for kids to get out into the community and have some experiences they might not have had.
Among the cuts to save $99,000 is eliminating a 20-day summer instruction program and end training to save the salary costs of providing substitute teachers. And the Texas legislature is considering proposed changes in the state's teacher retirement system. Senator Charles Schwertner was asked about Senate Bill 1458, which concerns state employees because some may not be grandfathered in the old system if the minimum retirement age is raised to 62.
I think it's important that we maintain a defined benefit pension plan for our teachers and keep our promise to the teachers. There's options in reference to this bill. I understand it has actually a cost of living adjustment of 3% if actuarially soundness is achieved. There is a change in the retirement age. I think that's a topic of discussion that needs to occur. It is a major concern of mine that we maintain our promises and our commitments to our teachers.
The measure is currently in the Senate State Affairs Committee. WTW News Time is 7:13. It's 70 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 2nd at the Expo Center, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron the Med, Volvo Rents, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. You know, they know at RV Station that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. At RV Station, you'll find a stock of the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 VHS for only $220 a month. Sale price is $21,995. That's 10% down plus TT&L and fees at 6.99% for 144 months with approved credit. Stock number is 1546. Or there's the 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198 RV. It's used, priced at $15,995. Financing is available with approved credit. And the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. That's what's made RV Station the fastest growing RV place in the valley. So stop in and see them. Go to rvstationonline.com if you want to look at the full array right there in the comfort of your home, and you'll see over 250 campers. Come by and visit them as well at their site, which is at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
You ate out of the cereal bowl. You partied at the Super Bowl. You won the Cotton Bowl. Now, enjoy the Lunch Bowl. Every Friday, your office can come out to Grand Station to bowl and eat during your lunch break. Package includes 2 hours of bowling, free shoe rental, pizza, pitcher of soda, and game cards. There are two different packages to choose from. Check out the website for details. GrandStationENT.com. Special good through reservations only. Grand Station Entertainment, your one-stop fun spot.
716, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Showers and thunderstorms will head our way today ahead of a strong cold front. It'll be breezy. Highs today, they're going to be around 75. We'll look for temperatures, though, to fall later today. Showers end tonight. It's 45. Tomorrow, high pressure builds in with lots of sunshine. Cooler weather, highs tomorrow 65 to 70. We're clear tomorrow night. Lows will be near 40. Sunny weather in the forecast for Saturday. The highs on Saturday are going to be up around 70. It'll be a little warmer by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas A&M track, both men's and women's, ranked in the top two in the country. Okay. Also, baseball getting started and basketball starting to wrap things up and move towards the playoffs. We'll get you caught up on all that and more with sports at about 7:50.
All right, no Friends reunion in the future, just saying.
I'm sure you're heartbroken.
Well, I don't care that much.
I was being facetious.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Well, you know, it bounces back and forth, you know, on and off and on and off, on and off. Although some of the stars say that they would show up, you know, they'd like to do that if they could, but it's not going to happen. Friends is about a time in your life when friends are your family, and once you are a family, there's no need anymore. So we're just going to have to think that, and I don't even know their names. I mean, I have no idea. There was Ross, and I don't know who the rest of them were.
Rachel.
I don't know.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you? Never saw an episode. I never saw an episode.
I'm with you, Scott.
I mean,
That was at a time in my life where I was working on a station where I had to.
I understand. No, I know that. I understand.
Actually, I think I've seen one episode.
Was it six people? Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah, you know. And I mean, you know, get six self-important people together in a room. And it's,
Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Chandler.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. Wow.
Hey, hey. Matt? Is there one named Matt?
No, Matt LeBlanc was the...
That was the actual person.
Oh, he was Joey.
That's pretty close,
Joey.
Though. Yeah, that's pretty close. So the tourism boss in Great Britain threatening to sue weather forecasters over their inaccurate forecast.
What?
Well, join the club. Ashford Price claims that gloomy reports are wrecking his business and costing the travel industry big dollars, or in their case, big pounds. He wants to have some sort of compensation for the inaccurate predictions that scare off visitors to his attractions. He runs the National Showcave Center, which is one of Wales' oldest and most popular attractions.
Behind the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cause it's, you know,
it's cause, well, yes, there in
yeah,
Wales.
Yeah, that's right. He told the London Daily Mail, quote, "We can't afford for the Met Office," I guess that's the meteorology office, "to get it wrong on key holiday dates of the tourism industry, which generates $14 million a day." Legal experts say Price would need to have a contract with the forecaster with a clause that would show breach of contract. So all the weather people can rest easy. Okay, I'm just going to lay this out for you and decide which you would prefer.
Okay.
To who would you rather see in a bathing suit?
Oh, Lord.
Great.
Okay. Catherine Webb, that's the former Miss Alabama, USA, or Louis Anderson. Sorry, you're not going to get your wish, because Catherine Webb has taken her last dive on Splash, that TV show. The 23-year-old former Miss Alabama, USA, said she was forced to quit because of an injury that she sustained, although she didn't go into any detail, just said it was doctor's orders.
I actually really enjoyed the way you framed that.
Well,
that just... It kind of tickled me.
I mean, wouldn't it be better than just saying you're going to get to see Louis Anderson again?
Yeah.
But that's what's happened. Now that she has been eliminated, the show has temporarily brought Louis Anderson back, who tweeted, quote, she put all that she could into this, and she wanted to go on, but she's truly hurt and in pain. So I'm going to go on for her. Louis Anderson, who weighs, I don't know, 400.
Three something,
okay,
at least.
Okay, fine, yeah, that'd be fine too. So that's good. Okay, so here you go, political correctness run amok once again. Let's say that you're doing a listing in the real estate business, okay?
Okay.
You're listing a house, okay? What do you call the largest bedroom in the house?
Master.
Nope. Can't be doing that anymore. No, sir. That is insensitive. You must now call this the owner's suite.
Oh, well, owner sounds worse than master.
You know, that's kind of what I thought, too. But the Washington Business Journal says that at least in the D.C. area, the term master bedroom or master suite is being phased out.
Because they always make the best decisions in Washington, D.C.
Of course they do. But, I mean, that's just, you know. So now the political correctness people have invaded the world of real estate. One architect said that he ditched the term master back in the 1990s and recalled some lawsuits brought against builders over the terms. Someone else in the real estate industry said that the term owner's suite sounds fancy and distinguished, which works even better. But, I mean, again, I don't know. Owner sounds to me to be somewhat negative as well. Hello?
Yeah, my wife won't let me call it the mistress room either.
Yeah.
See, to me, it sounds like something at a sporting event.
Okay.
We're going up to the owner's suite.
There you are. Oh, yeah, very nice. That sounds
That's what
impressive.
It sounds like. It doesn't really, you know.
Exactly. Hello.
Good morning. My son and his wife are building a house in Dallas.
Yes.
And the plans, they say owner's suite already in Dallas.
They don't, really?
Yes, they do. I was looking at it, and I go, really?
Oh, all right. So there you go. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh. Hey, it's not like they call the smaller ones the slave bedrooms. You know?
No, they call it the slave quarters. Yeah.
Right. Or they don't call the kitchen the woman room.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, barefoot people here, right?
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't think you had the story about the high school baseball game, did you? Where the score was 65-0.
No, I missed that one.
Yep, 65-0. Oh wait, after 3 innings.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And the game called on account of darkness. First reported in the Newark Advocate, a newspaper in Ohio. And picked up by the Sporting News, the Licking Heights High School baseball team routed Harvest Prep High of Columbus by a final score of 65-0. By the time the game was called, the winning team had racked up 48 hits, 13 walks, and 11-hit batsmen. Wow, in 3 innings. The Hornets scored 16 runs in the first inning, 18 runs in the second, and 31 in the third. The coach of the Licking Heights team said afterwards, "It's the most awkward I've ever felt in 34 years of coaching. I wasn't happy. I felt bad for their kids. I didn't know what to tell our kids." And he did try just about every alternative at his disposal to minimize the damage. But there's no mercy rule that calls for the games to be ended abruptly if one team has a 10-run lead until after the 5th inning. Okay? Well, they couldn't make it to the 5th inning before all this happened. And so again and again, the game was called after 3 innings because of darkness and the lopsided score. And then when they say approaching darkness, they go, see, the sun's going to set in about 2 hours. Maybe we need to go ahead
let's
take
let's
it in.
Let's go call this thing.
Anyway, the coach says that he claimed that he even went to the game's home plate umpire, offered to have his players bunt, and then step on the plate to be a guaranteed out. The umpire's response to that, he said, "Don't make a travesty of the game." Well, what's 65-0? Anyway,
yeah.
The two teams meet again next Monday.
Oh, my God.
See, that may not end well. I just, not sure.
What
about
do you do
that.
As a player for the other team?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Do you call up the JV squad? Well, if it's that small and they don't have lights on the stadium,
don't know.
That's
prep,
not going to be a problem.
Yeah, prep school, I'm not sure, but. Okay, there you go. So it could be worse. 726, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Showers and thunderstorms likely going to move through here later on this morning, it looks like. Whatever our high is right now, about 74 or so, 73, 74. That's going to be the high because the winds will shift around, and they'll be probably out of the north at about 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Tonight, 42 for the low. Then tomorrow, kind of breezy, 65, but then the wind's up at about 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, around 38 for our low temperature. And then Saturday looks pretty good, 71, and the winds will be calm, so it should be a pleasant 71. Up to 77 on Sunday, that'll be nice, and then 80 on Monday. Again, right now, we haven't had the wind shift yet. It has passed Waco, and it's moving fairly slowly, really. Winds are out of the south now at 12, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 72 degrees.
Allen Honda celebrating a really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline, or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit, or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When President Obama used Air Force One to ferry around parents of children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary, he understood the politics of emotion. Democrat operatives understood when they arranged for the parents to lobby 25 senators for a new assault weapons ban. Well, a guy recently called my show irate that anybody would describe the Sandy Hook parents as lobbyists, even though they were lobbying. His objective was to silence criticism, and that's exactly what Obama, the Democrats, want, a one-sided debate, the opposition too afraid to speak up for fear of appearing insensitive to grieving parents. But there are parents who lost children at Sandy Hook who are not campaigning with Democrats. One of them, Mark Mattioli, was interviewed by Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Now, Mr. Mattioli doesn't believe new gun laws will help. He's calling for existing laws to be enforced, including stiff sentences for lawbreakers. He's equally clear that criminals are not going to comply with new laws. He said there are tens of millions of these guns out there. Criminals aren't going to hand them back. So why should I be hampered in protecting myself when somebody can come to my home and outgun me? He described watching lawmakers in Connecticut suspend reasoning and critical thinking in favor of groupthink. That's something Democrats hope happens at the federal level with gun control legislation, because playing on emotion is their only hope. Logic, reason, truth, the Constitution are not on their side.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to West, where Bill Oliver is reporting live following the explosion. Bill?
And Kat, what is a tragic situation, it's just been made more miserable in the last 90 minutes. It's just been solid rain since 6 o'clock this morning. The temperature has dropped more than 20 degrees. We're now near 50 as the search and rescue operation continues, looking for those who may be trapped, looking for possibly others who have died in this fertilizer plant fire and then explosion. The explosion, according to authorities who had the seismic activity, this was in Amarillo where the seismic activity measured the explosion that far up in the panhandle at 2.5, just to give you an idea of the power of the explosion, the shock waves, the aftermath of what happened last night shortly before 8 o'clock. Sergeant Patrick Swanton giving a description, the sergeant with the Waco Police Department providing information to reporters earlier this morning.
I will tell you that area down where the fertilizer plant is shut down. That neighborhood is shut down. I just talked to the McLennan County Chief Deputy who has his troops there. He told me some of the devastation that his troops are seeing is that there are homes leveled. There are businesses leveled. He says it looks like when the blast occurred that the concussion and the pressure impact, if that's a correct wording, literally destroyed homes in and around that plant.
50 to 75 homes in some status of destruction or damage, along with a 50-unit apartment complex and a nursing home, which capacity of that was 133. Those staying at the nursing home, nobody died. There are various degrees of injury, though, among the 160 that are hospitalized at three hospitals in Waco. According to Sergeant Swanton, 5 to 15 people have died. There is one report out of Dallas reporting six firefighters have died, along with two EMTs and a resident of that nearby apartment complex. Also, Sergeant Swanton saying that several firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer remained missing, again, as the search and rescue operation continues. And again, that being bogged down by the rain and now the colder temperatures. Reporting live, this is Bill Oliver, now back to Kat.
Thank you, Bill. And Bill will continue to update remotely to our website, and we will also be updating from here as we find more information about relief efforts that are being made. Go to WTAW.com. 2 months after the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, both of the Bryan firemen severely burned are now out of a burn center. The Bryan Fire Department's Facebook page showed pictures of Mitch Moran being escorted to a rescue unit, where he sat as he was transported to a nearby condo. Moran will continue physical therapy on a daily basis. There was also a message to Galveston firefighters. Quoting part of the Facebook post,
"We are again in the process of search rescue. That is going to continue for some time. We are hoping that we will recover folks that maybe have not been able to get out from the rubble, but that process is ongoing. At some point, this will turn into a recovery operation, but at this point, we are still in search and rescue. I know that the area is going to be shut down. They will not give me a time on how long. I don't expect them to be able to give you a time on how long anytime soon. In these type of investigations, there is no hurry short of getting the injured out and treating the wounded to complete anything. They will take the necessary time they need. They will keep that neighborhood shut down. I will tell you, going to be shut down. They will not give me a time on how long. I'm on a recovery operation, but at this point we are still in search and rescue. I know that the area is going to be shut down. At this point we are still in search and rescue.
Okay. Anyway, so on Facebook, they did have a thank you message to the Galveston firefighters. Part of that quote was that they've provided us physically and emotionally. What they provided for us physically and emotionally is beyond amazing. And a Navasota High School student told police he left behind a bomb threat. 17-year-old Christopher Bryce told investigators it was a hoax and there was no real motive. Superintendent Rory Gesch told our sister station, Navasota News, a note was left behind Tuesday outside the building. When it was found yesterday morning, Gesch says the decision was made not to evacuate.
And that's because, based on the information we had, the threat was outside the building at that time, and we had the students inside the building to make it safe. And then soon thereafter, we discovered through looking at the information that the threat was actually intended for Tuesday, to be found on Tuesday rather than on Wednesday. So through that process, it really minimizes threat to the law enforcement agencies.
Gesch says no devices were found. Police say Bryce is being charged with making a false alarm, which is a state jail felony. And with a new arrest in the Kaufman County murders, Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says he feels safe and supported by local law enforcement and their new precautions.
I have complete confidence and faith in our sheriff's office and our law enforcement. They've been more than willing to volunteer their time to help out with anything that we need. And so they said, if you think of anything else, give us a call. So Chief Capps and Chief Buskey, as well as Sheriff Kirk, has been great for us.
Kim Williams, the wife of a former justice of the peace, was arrested early yesterday and confessed to being involved in the shooting deaths of Kaufman District Attorney Mike McClelland, his wife Cynthia, and assistant prosecutor and A&M graduate Mark Hassey. Kim Williams is being held on a $10 million bond. The College Station School Board heard this week about how the Head Start and Early Head Start programs will absorb $99,000 in cuts from reduced federal funding. Director of Early Education Sharon Jackson says the Head Start's Family Council was part of the process that doesn't reduce the number of students taught or the number of teachers.
It's 51% parents and 49% community representatives that meet together to just approve and support and discuss the program along the way every month. And one of the things that we do is serve dinner. And the first thing that they said was, well, we're just not going to have dinner anymore because we can bring our own dinner. So they had a real personal take on it and were certainly willing to give up something that was a nice convenience for them in order to make a sacrifice for the program.
Among the cuts due to sequestration are eliminating training, which translates into salary savings because substitute teachers won't be hired. Also, there will be no classes this summer. And finally, redesigning curriculum for Texas public schools continues in the state legislature. Senator Charles Schwertner says the upper chamber has started deliberating House Bill 5.
My focus is on the student and letting them have options rather than, I guess, directives and mandates. And I do believe that we need increased flexibility in our curriculum, and that's what HB 5 seeks to accomplish. It has a foundation track with what they call endorsements. And one of the endorsements is career and technology. And I think that's important for individuals, for students to have that option. Not everybody's going to go to college. We need to realize that and have options in reference to those children so they can succeed as well.
Schwertner supports a balance of options, flexibility, and rigor for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. WTAW News Time is 7:40. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Hi, I'm Bob.
My wife and I have been working with Robin Roberts, a certified consulting hypnotist, to drop the weight, and it's worked. Her virtual gastric band program, combined with her great meal plan, has helped us drop over 40 pounds so far. We've made lasting changes to how and what we eat, and Robin's been with us every step of the way. You never feel like do this or else. She has been a big help, so worth the effort. Give her a call. She can help you drop the weight, get a new lease on life. Visit RobinRobertsCH.com.
741 Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will head our way today ahead of a strong cold front. It'll be breezy. Highs today, they're going to be around 75. We'll look for temperatures, though, to fall later today. Showers end tonight. It's 45. Tomorrow, high pressure builds in with lots of sunshine. Cooler weather. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. We're clear tomorrow night. Lows will be near 40. Sunny weather in the forecast for Saturday. The highs on Saturday are going to be up around 70. It'll be a little warmer by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M men's basketball program held their banquet last night. We'll get you caught up on who won what. Also, the Major League Baseball's cranking up into the sixth or seventh game, or a little more than that, in the beginning of their season. But the basketball season is ending for some, and some are going to the playoffs. We'll get you caught up on all that and more with sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go, 7:42. Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott.
Your thoughts on what's transpired there in West since last night and today?
Well, let me start by saying that the tragedy or the terrorist attack in Boston earlier this week and the tragedy in West last night remind us of how frail human life is. So we as Americans need to pray for our country during these difficult times and for these communities.
I'm guessing that your staff has been in touch with folks there?
We have, actually. Right after I got the call about 9:15 Eastern time, which was 8:15 Central time, I immediately reached out to the county judge, Scott Felton, also to the county judge, Parnell McNamara, and told him that we stood ready to do whatever we needed to do to help. Subsequent to that, we reached out and alerted the FEMA folks that they may get a call from the governor. Then we coordinate with the governor and also with Senator Cornyn's office and Senator Cruz's office. So we're ready to go if we get a call from the governor's office that that we need federal help. Also, Speaker Boehner's office reached out to me last night and said that they stood by to be able to help if we need anything as well.
All right, so everything seems to be in place if there happens to be a call that comes out of it.
That's correct. At this point in time, our first responders are doing a heck of a job, and it's really amazing to see how all the local communities and other agencies around the state of Texas jumped in to help out with this tragedy. And now if they need help, FEMA help, then we're standing by to do that as well.
Well, again, frailty of life, as you say, can change just in a flash.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, and let me know if we can be helpful again.
All right. Thank you.
I would ask our listeners to watch our social media. We're getting requests for help and offers to provide assistance, and so we're using our social media kind of as a clearinghouse for that.
All right. We'll look for that. Thank you a lot.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks. All right. There we go. Bill Flores from D.C. about that. All right, let's see what else we got to go. Have a study. Remember how Michael Bloomberg has decided we're not going to have big drinks anymore, you know, mm-hmm. because that's going to save us.
It'll keep us from being fat.
Yeah. Go ahead. What? Keep us from being
fat?
Yeah.
Fat!
I had to find it. Okay. Okay, now we have a study from UC San Diego, which is probably a pretty nice place because it's in San Diego.
Right.
It's just me saying that. This ban in New York that's banning people from buying large sodas, well, actually, you know what they found out? Is that people are basically buying more, yeah, because they can opt for a second bottle.
It's not like we're that stupid.
Well, exactly. Or they get a full cup refill. Changing the size of the container is not going to change the situation. But you see, government thinks they know best.
Well, they helped.
Of course they did.
That's government's job. He had to help.
They did, yes. So they did that, and now we know. If you're driving your car and you see something flying at you, what do you do?
Duck.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah. Well, best that that happened.
Because, or if you're driving to Austin and Bill Oliver just, this bird, he hit a bird on the way to Austin earlier this week. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Or did the bird hit him?
Yeah, the bird flew right into the windshield. It was pretty nasty.
Did it break the windshield?
No, but it left a big bloody spot.
Oh.
It was all the girls in the car were like,
Were you one of the girls in the car?
Yeah, I was one of the girls in the car. Well, anyway.
This was your field trip to pick up the trivets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now.
I was just Kevin, like, Bill, you just hit a bird.
Kevin, you didn't share. You didn't. I mean, I know you didn't squeal.
It's
either,
like a
but,
feather
you know,
explosion.
I really didn't remember it that well.
He was in the
nor,
back seat.
Nor did I care.
Oh, okay, I got you.
If
right.
the bird was that dumb, it's Darwinism.
That's right. All right. So you're driving your car and you see something flying at you. What do you do? Well, that depends on if you're in Georgia, because in that state, iPads allegedly fly. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, a woman says she was driving along in her Nissan when, I don't know why that matters, it's a Nissan, anyway, when out of nowhere, an iPad comes flying at her car, and it's stuck in her bumper.
Wow.
Woman's husband said he needed a hammer to get it out, and believe it or not, the iPad is still functional.
Get out.
Yeah, wow. Said she managed to turn it on, open an app, happened to contain the owner's name and phone number. He came by and picked it up. That's a great story right there.
My guess is he left it on top of his car.
Yeah, there you are.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Where you can get a new Silverado Crew Cab from Team Chevy for $26,388.
Nice price.
Or you can get $9,000 off a brand new heavy duty.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Amen. Do you get along with your in-laws? Well, if not, consider doing what you can to work out the kinks. It could make a big difference in your marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. According to a national study, men who are on good terms with their wife's parents are more likely than those who aren't to enjoy a lasting marriage. Terry Orbach, the study's author, explained it this way. When a man bonds with his in-laws, his wife gets the message that your family is important to me because you're important to me. I can tell you from personal experience that these researchers are really onto something. My wife's mom and dad, Jerry and Pat, were married for 58 years before Jerry passed away. And we experienced many good times together, especially during family retreats to Estes Park, Colorado. Neither Jerry nor Pat ever interfered in our marriage or with raising our boys. And there was always a spirit of mutual respect between Gene's parents and me that I believe drew Gene and me closer together. Movies and television routinely highlight in-law dysfunction, and we're all familiar with stories of meddling mothers-in-law and grumpy old fathers-in-law. But I wonder how often people allow those stereotypes to create division rather than ties that bind. So guys, if it's possible, build a solid relationship with your wife's parents. You just might find it'll strengthen your marriage as well. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:50. Texas A&M men's basketball program had their banquet, and highlighting the honorees was senior guard Elston Turner, who garnered the Most Outstanding Player of the Year award. Freshman guard Alex Caruso was named the Dominique Kirk Defensive Player of the Year. The College Station native etched his name in the A&M record books as he set a new school record for steals by a freshman. The Hustle Award was presented to senior forward Jared Johns. Redshirt sophomore Courtney Robertson was the top rebounder, and the newcomer of the year, of course, was Fabian Harris after an impressive start in Aggieland. Junior guard Blake McDonald got two by receiving the Strength and Conditioning Award. He also won the Unsung Hero Award. Yesterday was update day for the track and field rankings, and A&M stayed at number one, at least the men's team did. They've held the number one position since the preseason rankings came out. The A&M women, meanwhile, have made another move up the rankings, and they are now the number two team in the nation. In Major League Baseball, Bartolo Colon pitched six innings, and Oakland Athletics beat the Houston Astros 7-5 yesterday afternoon to complete another three-game sweep. The Athletics swept the three-game series at Houston during the first week of the season as well. Oakland outscored Houston 22-10 in the series, and the A's sent 11 batters to the plate and chased Astros starter Bud Norris off in the first inning and then coasted to victory behind Colon and three other relievers. One of the only highlights for the Stros?
Base hit to right field. That's another run. Gonzalez is going to hold up at second base. And scoring is Matt Dominguez, and Altuve has his third hit.
That and Carlos Pena's homer were the highlights for the Astros. Wednesday night's game between the Rangers and the Cubbies was rained out. The game was postponed for a few hours before they decided to cancel it. No makeup date has been announced, and the teams are set to play later on this afternoon. In the NBA...
Rebound, Morris taps it to himself. The Rockets will not foul. The game is over. The Lakers will finish seventh. The Rockets will back into the eighth seed, and James Harden will face his former team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, in the opening round of the 2013 NBA playoffs.
Final score in overtime, 99-95 for the Lakers. Steve Blake had 24 points, and Paul Gasol added his seventh career double-double. And the Houston Rockets over the Houston Rockets last night. Dwight Howard had 16 points and 18 rebounds, and the All-Star center blocked James Harden's shot in the final seconds of overtime for the Lakers to win, and they clinched the playoff berth with about 10 minutes before the season finale, well, before they tipped it off. Derek Williams had 21 points to help the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Spurs 108-95 last night, ending a 16-game losing streak at San Antonio. The Spurs open the playoffs by hosting the Lakers, and here's Lakers' Paul Gasol on that matchup.
I understand that it's going to be very difficult. San Antonio is a great team. They're very experienced. They execute really well. They're disciplined. They're extremely well coached. And we're going to play on their home court. So, but we still believe in ourselves. I think we hustle and we play with the intensity and the focus that we've been playing with. We're going to give ourselves a chance. We're going to stay in games. And who knows what's going to happen.
The Dallas Mavericks finished their worst season in 13 years. Dalen Collins had 25 points. Dirk Nowitzki added 16. Mavericks won, and they ended up beating New Orleans 99-87. But the Mavs finished with a record of 41-41. That's their first losing record dating back to the 99-2000 season, which was also the last time the Mavs missed the playoffs. Finally, the Dallas Stars officially talked about building for the future when they traded captain Brendan Morrow, then dealt away scoring leaders Jameer Yager and Derrick Roy. The young Stars will still have a chance to make something of the season, though. Dallas is in contention for the playoffs with just 2 weeks remaining. As of yesterday, the Dallas Stars are in 10th place, but only 2 points out of 8th place, and the NHL takes the top 8 into the playoff spot. That's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
My husband's always been a hard worker, but now that he got a John Deere 5 Series tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, he's a workaholic. In fact, he thinks he's some kind of superhero, as if he can lift anything or shred at the speed of light. Of course, he owes it all to Sioux Falls Prater. They give him 0% financing for 72 months, so he can save the world one day at a time. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Where you can get $12,000 off a new Super Duty.
Nice price.
Or a new F-150 for $19,888.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS Chocolate Gallery.
Brenham National Bank is celebrating its 80th birthday on Monday, April 22nd. This is Barbie Springer inviting you to be part of our celebration. There will be food, fellowship, fun, and door prizes at all of our locations. Remember, that's Monday, April 22nd, when we will be 80 years old. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
There go about 3 minutes, about 2 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, if you're driving along and you have your cell phone in your hand, just set it down for a minute. Just right there. Okay. Ignition interlocks have proven effective in preventing intoxicated drivers from starting their cars.
Okay.
Now a new system is aiming to do the same for cell phone users who talk or text behind the wheel. System is called Origo. And it requires the driver to secure their phone facing away from the driver in a docking station before the car can start. The phone can still connect to Bluetooth and use verbal commands, and it can be charged up while docked. Don't you have to yell into the front of the phone for the verbal command?
No, the speakers are usually, or the microphones are usually on the bottom.
Okay, all right, okay, so we can do that. If the driver takes the phone out, an alarm is sounded until the phone is replaced. That'd be annoying.
So it's like the seatbelt thing.
Something like that. The next time the driver tries to start the car, they will be unable to do so until the administrator, like a parent or something like that, resets the system. Now, if your phone gets stolen or lost, a one-time code can be obtained to use with the vehicle. If a valet or mechanic needs access to the car, a PIN can be set up for their use. So there you are.
Interesting.
Have to place your phone like that, turn it around the other way, and see how that works.
That way you don't spill your 32-ounce soda on it.
Yeah. Well, either that or the extra bottle that you bought
because
you live in New York and you don't want to do that thing. Let's do some weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird.